You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. All right. Hello, Aaron Celery. I wanted to donate to different charities, but don't know which ones to avoid. I've heard some charities are shady with their money. What's the best thing for me to do? Should I just not donate to anyone? Good question. And let's go from top to bottom, and I'll give you like literally only two charities I would absolutely trust in. And then when I looked up the other charity, I'm like, oh, maybe not. All right. What you first need to do before you donate to charity is look and say, have charities solved anything? And since the March of Dimes, Dimes cured polio, they have not. And the biggest charity, and I need you to stop, expand your mind. What is charity? It's giving other people's money so they might improve themselves. The largest charity in the history of the world has been the United States welfare system. And we have not helped anyone. We've kept people alive. We've kept them alive long enough they could breed other poor people who could also live equally miserable lives. But we've not solved poverty. We've not solved crime. We've not, in other words, there is very few charities that actually solve the problem. Now, here's where then, so with that fact, you already know most of your money is going to be wasted. This is why I don't think Christians should tithe. I don't know why you're donating to charity. The government has spent trillions trying to solve all these problems. They still haven't solved the problems. And to make, I'll give you another example to provide perspective. All these corporations, I think they promised like $58 billion in donations and funds and whatever to help out Black people. Do you understand that disproportionately, depending on how you want to do the numbers, which I've done, anywhere between $4 and $9 trillion has been spent on the Black community to try to help them out? How's the Black community doing? I'm not slamming on the Black community. If anything, it's quite the opposite. I want the Black community to do better. Like, hey, it didn't work. What's plan B? We got a plan B? And so, although it's nowhere near the amount of funds that have been spent disproportionately on the Black community, let's look at the American Indian community. I don't know the numbers because I haven't looked it up, so I have to plead ignorance in that sense. But American Indians are not doing any better. They're actually doing worse than African Americans. And the real question you have to ask yourself is, do you want to actually help out people, or do you just want to feel good about yourself? Because what the past 50 years, in the case of the American Indian, 150 years, it's been a lot of, frankly, white people feeling good about themselves and American Indians feeling like crap and suffering. And in the past 50 years, 60 years, it's been white liberal people feeling good about themselves and African Americans really suffering, not having any improvement at all. And so me as an economist, I hate it because your money is finite bits of your life you forfeited through labor to get that money. And I don't know about you, but I appreciate my time on this planet. I love myself and I love my life. And if I'm going to donate to charity, it damn well better improve somebody's life. This is why I have no problem raising money for Atham's vasectomy fund. This is why I had no problem. Thor's wife got in an accident, was potentially crippled from the neck down. It may not be that way now, but they need financial help. I will donate money to them because I know that that's going to help out. But I've already paid enough in charity. 40% of my money goes to taxes, of which 2/3 goes to help out people that effed up their lives. And it has not solved the problem. All we do is create more children that are the exact same way as their parents, generation after generation after generation. So my money goes to the trailer park and single moms in Wisconsin, or the barrio, or the ghetto, doesn't matter. And they're going to spit out more kids who, guess what, are going to spit out more kids. So is the charity going to solve the problem? And 99%, and I'm being serious about this number, 99.99999% of the charities do not solve the problem. The vast majority, and here's the thing, well, if they don't solve the problem, what do? Well, they enrich a lot of people who manage the charities, don't they? I mean, look at the Democrat Party. That's the biggest charity organization ever. And y'all keep donating money to them. The Democrat Party employees, the managers, the staff, the politicians are very well off. Bernie Sanders is very well off. But are people in Baltimore better off? No. And that's the whole point of charity. Charity, generally speaking, in the vast, vast majority of instances, is a money-making operation playing off of the heartstrings of good, well-intentioned people who then screw over, or I shouldn't say screw over, but don't help the people they intend to help out. That's it. That's all charity is. Now, there are websites. I'm going to give up one website here. There's more than this, but givewell.org is a good starting point. They go through and say, all right, out of all, they analyze the charities. And they say, out of the, you know, X millions of dollars you receive, what percent actually ended up in the hands of the intended recipients? I forget what welfare is, but it's it's a pathetically low amount, like 5 or 6%. It's very low. But these charities, you could see their money is where their mouth is. Well, our CEO of this executive chairman committee, we have a lot of committees and meetings and executives. It's like that seems very top heavy management. And our CEO, we have to pay a lot of money to get a top notch CEO. It's like, no, the CEO, if they're going to work for a charity, should probably forego some income. Should be a retired dude or dudette that has their money. They don't need more. Like, all right. You know, you pay for my flights and things, maybe buy me a sandwich every once in a while and some stipend. Okay, fine. Oh, no, we need $600,000. Oh, and then what? A penny gets to Jamar in Africa? All right. So givewell.org is a starting place. There's other websites that rate it. But you need to go and find out, is your money even going to get to the intended recipients? Which I'm going to say, it's not. It's not. So the second thing then, as an economist, a critical crypto economist, has charity ever solved the problem? Literally trillions of dollars, Lord knows how many trillions of human hours have been wasted on. We're going to go for a walk against poverty. I go to the grocery store. Stop children's hunger. Hunger, they're all obese. The poor kids are obese. When are we going to end children's hunger? Like, when do you solve it? And I'm not cynical or pessimistic. I'm realistic. You guys, I mean, this has been shoved in my throat since I was a five-year-old. Save the African children. Donate your pennies. Donate toothbrushes. Africa's still a crap hole, isn't it? 40 years later. Then you realize, oh, all that money went to the people managing the money. Oh. And if we're not actually going to solve the problem, then why should we continue to do this? And that's the real answer. Because if the money is not going to go into the hands, and it's not even money, like you can't give some poor African kid, here's five $100 bills. That ain't going to help out the kid. The kid needs infrastructure, lighting, electricity, an education, transportation system. That's what they need. And frankly, to be honest, the Chinese with the capitalist investments have done more to raise the Africans out of poverty than any touchy-feely, dopey 1984 Live Aid crap ever did. So there's the efficacy. In fact, it ain't going to help. And so when you look at it, most charities don't solve the problem. They don't help. If anything, they perpetuate the problem because you create more people that are poor than just, in other words, people will breed up to poverty. People will breed up. If you didn't have kids you couldn't afford, you'd be rich. But most people are dumb and they'll breed kids up to the point that they're poor. Oh, dang. Now we need government money or charity. let's go to the food shelter because we had more kids than we could afford. Wouldn't you be rich if you didn't have the kids you couldn't afford? You could still go to the food shelf, get your free food. But you have 45 grand all to yourself instead of like 8 grand to each person in your five person family. No, that doesn't make sense. 8 times 5 is 40. Yeah, 40. Yeah, so it'd be $40,000. So generally, no. Charity is completely, completely pointless. It is a tragic waste of money. We might as well have taken that money and reinvested it in ourselves. And I don't know if you knew this, but we do have disadvantaged people here in the United States, in case you were wondering. So there's two ways to go about to actually help out with charity. One is individually. Okay. I have given money to kids, friends of mine, my friends of mine, kids. And I've been very stingy because I was like one kid. I was like, I'll pay your way through college. You know, I'll give you some money every year. Kid major in dumb crap. I'm not paying your way through college. I got some friends who kids, they're not college age yet. But like I give them some silver dollars. I give them $100. I give them $20, whatever. It's a birthday. Hey, go have fun. All right. But it ain't intended to send solve a problem. I've lent people money. I've given money to people. Oh, yeah, I remember that now. There was a little girl, I'm not going to mention who, their Christmas presents got stolen. This little girl was like 4, 3, or 5, some young little girl. And she really wanted a Barbie set? Some doll thing. And I gave the mom the money. I'm like, buy it of that thing. Or maybe I just ordered it on Amazon. I don't know. Kid was happier than poop. That's charity. People you know who deserve it and earn it. People who need a helping hand because you've seen them and they're working hard. Right? Not the government coming in with a gun saying, give us 40% of your money, 2/3 of which is going to go to lazy people who don't want to work. Millennials. I'm sorry. I meant to say Gen Z and millennials. So charity starts at home. And that way, the purse strings are more tight. Like, no, no, no. You're not getting this unless you actually do something. I'm not giving you money because you spread your legs. You could keep them shut and outspat forth a child you can't afford. Right? So that there's that. The other thing, there's only two. St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research. Children are innocent. And I'll look it up. All right, here it is. stjude.org. Children's Research Hospital. stjude.org. You want to go? You want actual money to go help out real kids? I'll give you another one. The Ronald McDonald House. Like when kids got some kind of cancer or problem and the family needs to have lodging nearby, there's another legitimate one, okay? So St. Jude's, Ronald McDonald House. And then the other one, and here's where I had to, where'd it go? Innocence Projects. I was watching Forensic Files. And sometimes they do exoneration episodes. It's not just, oh, this is how they found the bad guy. Sometimes they do, this is how they found out this guy was completely innocent, or gal. And I can't think of anything worse than being wrongfully convicted and having your life taken away and you put in a cage. I can't think of anything worse than that. I'd be like, no, just put a bullet in my head. I want the death penalty. But the sentence isn't death. I don't care. Just I'm done. I'm not going to deal with this. And me as a libertarian, an economist, and a philosopher, or just a moral, ethical guy, I cannot think of a worse punishment of being confined into a cage when you're innocent. Can't think of anything worse. The problem is when you go to these innocence projects, it's all Black Lives Matter, the power symbol, and justice for Raymond. It's like, well, what if Raymond's guilty? Yeah, I don't, no, 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 no. Justice Four, you already lost me. And I'm trying to remember the name of this outfit. I think it was in one of the southern states. It's just a small little outfit. And it's a bunch of lawyers. They try to get people free. But if here's the problems. I wish I wrote it down. When you go for the innocence projects, or you try to exonerate people, it unfortunately seems that the vast majority of those nonprofits are just like, yeah, the guy probably did it, but he was a good boy and didn't do nothing. Right? Like, no. I want real lawyers exonerating real innocent people from that. I don't want it racially tinged. I don't want it like, oh, he didn't do anything, and we're just going to assume innocence, which you should, innocent before proven guilty. I don't know where that charity went, is frankly what. But if there were two charities I was going to donate to, or three, Ronald McDonald House, St. Jude's Children Medical Center, and a legitimate exoneration nonprofit law firm, that's what I would do. And for those of you out there who are lawyers and know a legitimate exoneration outfit, please put it in the comments section below. Please do that. Because there's a paradox where a lot of bachelors are going to die with a lot of money because we ain't got no kids because we didn't want any and no women would have us. So there's a fair amount, and you bachelors better donate to these charities so that at least your money goes to good and not to freaking government or the state or the communist or more single mom bailout money. At least help out a kid that's got cancer, a family whose kid is sick and ill and needs some lodging, and help innocent people get out of jail. I think that's about the best you could do with charity. That literally is the best. And then the only other way is like you invest in startups, like legitimate startups. And I don't know how you figure out what's a legitimate startup versus a scam, but they employ people and could potentially produce great things, good services and products for society. And you might actually make money on that because you're investing. But if you really want to help out society, you really want to help out charity, don't donate to charity. Fund for-profit companies that are going to produce goods and services and products that are going to solve humans' problems and improve their standards of living. So there you go. Professor Paul's lab, 20 generous dollars. People can be thought of as highly complex parasitic organisms. People do what they do to satisfy something for themselves, including charity and religion. Absolutely. There are very few people that give to charity for the charity's sake. It's so they can feel good. I saw this. I know this may shock you. Everyone sit down. It was a fat, overweight, middle-aged white woman. Skinny black kid panhandling outside of the Chipotle on Sahara in Durango, I believe. Tell me if I'm good enough to know Vegas that well. Which is kind of a nicer part of Vegas. And here's this kid, black kid, saying, I need help. No, you don't. No. Don't believe it. I don't believe it. Good hustler. Good hustle. And this fat middle-aged white woman could not, she was dancing on clouds to show how virtue signaling money she was going to give to him. And oh my God, there you go. I feel so good because no white man wants to have sex with me. It wasn't for the kid. She didn't care about the kid. Couldn't care less about the kid. It was like, here's $5. I feel so good because I did something for one of the black kid childrens. Which, for those of you in the black community, you might want to know who your friends are. Because what did she really accomplish? Did she actually help that kid get out of poverty? Or did she just enable him some more and reinforce some bad behavior? Like, yeah, panhandle kid. Yeah, there's some money. Now, if I came along, I'm like, what the F are you doing, kid? Give me that effing sign. How old are you? You 17? Go join the military, you dumbass. Now go become an engineer. Now who would help out more? Now, is there any benefit to me like yell at the kid to tell him to go join the military, become an engineer? Not really. I mean, I guess I save some money on the taxes. But it shows you, not that I care, but it shows you who ain't stabbing you in the back for their own self-aggrandizement. That makes any sense. Including charity and religion at someone's expense. Yes, exactly. It was at that poor black kid's expense because she just reinforced that behavior. circumstantial still for selfish motives. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nailed it. Bob. This is just Bob. Hey, it's Bob, everybody. Bob for $2. What's the point of hiking and traveling? What's the point? I love hiking. Oh, hiking's wonderful. It may not be your cup of tea. I'm not saying it's for everyone, but I personally enjoy it. I love hiking. I get some exercise. I get to see different things. And a lot of it I won't lie. It goes back to my childhood where my dad would show me pictures of Glacier National Park, but we were in Wisconsin. And all we could do was afford to drive to Minnesota to visit my grand folks. And like mountains were magic. Like they're a completely foreign world. And that was, and I didn't even get out until I was about 30. That's the first time I went to real mountains when I went to Glacier National Park. So that's what, 3 decades of programming. So me personally, it's just the amazement, like what's up there. And I've climbed plenty of mountain peaks and like, you know what's up there? Rocks, dirt, maybe snow, maybe a tree if you're below elevation, and sometimes some people. But I just like hiking because it's, in my mind, I don't know what's out there. I'm like, oh my God, what's behind this? What's behind that? Even the Black Hills, which isn't a huge mountain range. I haven't hiked up there. I don't know. What's up? How do these? It's still me. I still like the fact I'm a little kid. Like maybe these trails network together and they do. You can look it up on the map, but until you hike it, you don't know. And then traveling, I just like seeing different things. I love seeing different things. I love traveling. Not like, oh my God, I'm going to travel and I'm going to like sit here and have espresso and Prosecco. Although I've had that too. But I don't do chick traveling. I'm like, well, it's over here. Let's go over there. Let's go to, oh, wow, look, I'm out. Oh, we got to hike how many miles to get to that waterfall? Let's go to that waterfall. Here's another, let me ask you this, Bob. I'll throw it psychologically reversed. What's the point of not hiking? Do you want to sit at home? Not traveling. Do you want to stay in the same place? Now, maybe you're an introvert, or maybe you just don't like traveling or crowds or people or the risk. Maybe you're, and that's fine. You could maybe just enjoy reading books. Okay, cool. But why wouldn't you want to travel? You know, what's the point of sex? What's the point of ice cream? Well, I would believe they're self-validating. They're like, well, yeah, I want ice cream. I don't need ice cream. I don't guess, but I'd like to have ice cream. I'd like to have sex. What's the point of fun? What's the point of kayaking? Well, I guess you just go back to the place you ported your boat, but you got to kayak. What about the Innocence Project? I looked that one up, and I think that's the one where the girls like Black Power. Innocence Project. And see, that's the problem I think a lot of these nonprofits are going to face is they went racial and political. Okay. Every.org through DNA testing. Okay, Innocence. Hang on. Why did it go to every.org? All right, every.org is one. Innocence Project. Innocenceproject.org. Okay, hang on. There was another one. Yeah, here. When I go there, Rodney Reed is fighting for justice. Well, do we know he's innocent? I'm not saying, look, you could certainly spend, okay. If you had a choice between giving your money to the state and taxes to help out the Children's or the Innocence Project, give your money to the Innocence Project. Absolutely. But I'm kind of wondering like, oh, okay, is this political now? Has it been co-opted by politics? Let's go to the cases, innocenceproject.org, all cases. Habib Wahir Abdal, Kenneth Adams, Clemente Aguirre, Jaron. You know, okay, I'll be on. Oh, here's one white guy, two white guys, three white guys, four white guys out of 20, 12. Advice for non-white guys. Just, I know it's innocence and you didn't commit a crime. But don't even get around people that commit crimes, man. Dogs lie with dogs, get fleas. Just please stay away from the judicial system. George Floyd, guess what? He's dead. Should he have been killed? No. For passing a $20 bill? Absolutely not. He's still dead. Just rule one, stay out of jail. And if you got to do, but that's not right. I should be able to hang out with my drug dealing friend. Yes, yes, you should. Yes, you should. We don't live in Shudderland because you left a bag of crack in your car. Now I'm glad that these people are getting exonerated. I am. And your money could be done definitely better spent here at the Innocence Project than any other. Okay, look, I'll grant you this. Not only is it better than the government, it's better than your average nonprofit. So if you want to donate money, give it to the Innocence Project. I'm worried about the Innocence Project being co-opted where it's like the guy's got a gun in his hand, the person he just blew away is there and like, I didn't do anything. Like, really? You didn't do anything? Yeah, I guess so. The Innocence Project. I wish I knew what the one was over in, what's it called? The Forensic Files. I should have written it down. Rahul. Hey, Rahul, our East Indian agent in the field for 150 rupees. Being an ex-banker, have you ever seen anybody who used leverage responsibly did not go bankrupt? In a literal sense, yes, because anytime you borrow money, even if it's a small dollar amount, that technically is leverage. we had a dentist and a shoe guy, and I can't even remember what they were borrowing it for because it was such low risk because they had very good credit score and had more than adequate collateral. So they obviously did. Some operating companies used operating lines to cover their accounts payables and their inventory. I saw that occasionally, but generally, no. Did they go bankrupt? No, they would just constantly refinance and then get bailed out. And then I'd leave the bank by the time before they went bankrupt. But I would say, honestly, 80-85% of them ended up going bankrupt and the bank would have to repossess. Now, keep in mind, I was up at the beginning of the buildup to the housing crisis. So it may have been a little bit skewed, but I never used leverage responsibly. No, because they would always show up at a car nicer than mine and borrowed. And that's where I kind of draw the line. Like, you don't need, they're paying for vanity. Every American who earns an average income can afford a car for cash. You can do it. You could afford a car for cash. So anytime you borrow money to buy a fancy newer car, you're paying for vanity. And that is irresponsible to me. So then you borrow money on your mortgage, you borrow money on this, you get a car loan. Nope, that's irresponsible. But no, it was always for, usually, I shouldn't say always, but 85% was for consumption and maintained status and prestige. That's 15 years ago. Yeah, 15, 16 years ago. So no, I mean, it. This is another point I try to make to poor people in the United States. Like, look, you think they're rich? They're not. They're showing up at a BMW. They don't own that BMW. They're not. They're just as poor as you, probably poorer. So don't necessarily be jealous. The rich people, the truly rich people, they're not going to flash their money. You're not going to see them. So all those assholes you see out on the in public going to nightclubs with rented Ferraris and all that, they're as broke as you are. They're probably in worse financial shape because they're about to get repossessed pretty soon. Ah, look at this. Chad Elkins, your videos today are too damn. Shut up. Are you out with the Texan girl? Should you be having sex with her yet by now? Jesus, get out of here. Go away. Go have fun. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.